Hello and welcome to Maricast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli. My friends, I have a very simple question for you today. Do you believe that you are a co-redeemer? Now, I'm presupposing Christianity with this question. I'm presupposing that you believe you're in the state of grace. But with those two elements satisfied, the question remains, do you consider yourself a co-redeemer? Well, to answer that, let's define our terms. Co means with, and redemption refers to Jesus Christ, his historic act of obtaining the graces of salvation. Technically, to be a co-redeemer means that in some way you help Jesus save souls. In some way, you have either introduced people to Jesus, or you intercede to Jesus for people, or you offer your sufferings for Jesus for the salvation of the world. All of these are acts of co-redemption, or specifically you being a co-redeemer. Now, let's break this down a little bit more. This is so important because every Christian has the dignity and the mission to be a co-redeemer, to help other people make it to heaven, to save souls with Jesus. That's all being a co-redeemer means in its fullest concept. So let's go back to Calvary for a moment. Jesus redeems the world. This is the basic understanding and belief of every Christian. That on Calvary, Jesus pays the price to ransom humanity from Satan. Well, how does humanity get under Satan's rule? Through original sin. Adam and Eve commit a sin which loses grace for the human family. Now, if we want to be very technical, Adam, as St. Paul says, is the father of the race. But Eve is instrumental in Adam rejecting the glory of God and the will of God and sinning. Now, this is God's great victory. God the Father says, to show you my majesty, I will use the same three elements that led to the loss of grace in the restoration of grace. A man, a woman, and a tree. So we have Adam and Eve and the tree, the apple which leads to the loss of grace, because it's a willed act against God's perfect will, God's loving will, and God's protective will. And so God the Father says, I will use a man, a woman, and a tree for salvation. The man will be Jesus Christ, the new Adam, a man who is a God-man. He's got a divine nature, and he has a human nature in one divine person, so that when he dies on the cross, he exclusively has the ability of reconciling God and humanity, because he represents both. And he has the ability of offering just compensation for an infinitude of sin. That's our sin. That's human sin. Your sin is rated according to whom you offend. When you offend an infinite being, it becomes an infinite sin, and therefore you need an infinite redeemer, an infinite person to buy you back. That's Jesus Christ. So what Jesus does on Calvary is he buys us back. Now, St. Paul calls Jesus the new Adam. God said, I so honor and dignify woman that I want a woman involved in the restoration of grace for the human family, just as a woman was involved with the loss of grace for the human family. And so I choose Mary, and I make Mary free from sin, just as my first Eve was free from sin. I give Mary a free choice, and I allow her to cooperate with the new Adam. That's why the church calls her the new Eve, the second Eve. But God the Father wanted a new Adam and a new Eve with a new tree. It's Calvary. It's the wood of the cross. That's how we're saved. So Jesus is the only divine human redeemer upon which all others depend on for the redemption and for participating in redemption. Mary is the first and the greatest co-redeemer. And remember, if you have a problem with calling Mary or any of us a co-redeemer, remember, co means with. Doesn't mean equal. St. Paul can't call us to be co-workers with God if it means equal. It's got to mean with. We do this even in birthing classes. What a joy it is that we can be co-creators with God when we have children. Well, it doesn't mean we're equal to God. It means we're participating in His creative, divine creative act. So too with redemption. The greatest thing Jesus does is He dies for us as the God-man. And in His generosity, He wants you and me to participate in that process of saving souls. Mary, like no other creature, is a co-redeemer. Why? Because Mary, first of all, says yes to give the Redeemer His instrument of redemption, which is His body. That's Hebrews 10:10. We are saved, we're sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. He gets the body from Mary. But remember, my friends, this is not just a physical channel situation. Don't think of Mary. In fact, you want to hesitate to even think about the idea that God would use Mary as just a physical channel, but not respecting her freedom, not treating her like a woman, like a person, like someone who has to consent. No, Mary's not a physical channel. She's a moral, personal, feminine, free channel in participating with the Redeemer. Just as Eve was a feminine, free channel in participating with the loss of grace. It's freedom and dignity. So, new Adam, new Eve, new tree, and a new grace of redemption. Mary, like no one else, participates in this because she gives Jesus His body and she suffers with Jesus until the cross. This role of Mary as a co-redeemer is so powerfully confirmed by Simeon. He says, in essence, your son is a sign of contradiction and your heart too will be pierced. Obviously, we now have an explicit scriptural reference that Mary is not just a co-redeemer because she gives Jesus birth, as if that were not enough. She's a co-redeemer because she's going to be called to the mission of suffering, co-suffering, with His suffering heart. And this is going to reach its climax at Calvary. What happens at Calvary? At Calvary, we have Jesus who is crucified and offers this death, this the greatest suffering in all history, offers this death to the Father in obedience. What does Mary do at Calvary? She does the same thing in her heart. She offers the death of Jesus and the pain of her mother's heart in watching Him die to the Father for the redemption of humanity, for the salvation of souls. Some could say, well, you know, I don't see that in Scripture. I read John 19, 25 to 27. I don't see what's going on in Mary's heart at all. In fact, it doesn't say. Well, you could say it doesn't say what's going on in the heart of Jesus either. There's no reference that Jesus says, I'm offering all this for the redemption of souls. But in the context of Scripture and the tradition, that is in fact what happens at Calvary. That's why the Second Vatican Council of the Catholic Church in Lumen Gentium 58 says that Mary consented to the immolation of the victim born of her. That means she says yes to the terrible immolation of her son, and she offers it to the Father. So the council also talks about, as the great spiritual writers do, that their hearts are united. What's going on in the heart of Jesus is what's going on in the heart of Mary. They're offering a joint suffering of their pain and sorrow for each one of us. That's why Mary is a co-redeemer, but she is uniquely a co-redeemer, like no one else. Now, let's get to you and me. And let me give you an image. Let's say on the top of a mountain which oversees a city, there's a dry and a massive water container. But it's dry. There's no water in the tank. Well, let's say Jesus, with Mary's cooperation, fills that tank with water. But the people in the city are still not getting any water. The crops are still drying up. And why not? If the tank is full, why are they not having their thirst satiated? Because the water's not getting from the tank to the people, or from the tank to the crops. But let's say someone like Paul comes up, St. Paul. And St. Paul turns the spigot on the irrigation pipe that goes from the big tank down to the city. Okay? So this massive tank full of water, brimming over, and irrigation pipes coming out of that, going down to the city, but the people are starving or in thirst because no one's opening. So St. Paul comes up and he turns that thing on. Now, does St. Paul add to the water? No, but he releases the water by his cooperation. St. Paul, my friends, was a great co-redeemer. St. Paul spread the word of Jesus Christ. Many people came to be saved through St. Paul. But he didn't fill up the water tank. Only the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary, participated in filling up that tank. Only Jesus and Mary obtained the graces of salvation. But you and me, you and I, were all called to have this role in the distribution, in the mysterious release of this grace. That's why you are already a co-redeemer. If you pray, if you offer your sacrifices and sufferings for the redemption of others, if you offer Holy Communion, you offer your rosary, and as Our Lady said of Fatima, if you make of everything you can a sacrifice, you are a co-redeemer. You are also at the bottom of that tank opening the spigot so someone else can get a drink of the waters of Christ, which saves souls. So let's be clear. All Christians are called to be co-redeemers. All Christians are co-redeemers. If you pray for your mom and dad, you're a co-redeemer. You were with the Redeemer in helping someone be saved today. So why is it so difficult to call Mary a co-redeemer? Or to use the Latin expression co-redemptrix, T-R-I-X, the suffix only makes reference to a woman. Mary is uniquely the co-redemptrix, but we are all called to be co-redeemers. And in fact, all Christians are co-redeemers already if they pray, if they sacrifice, if they suffer for one another, especially in the order of redemption. So this is why I say again, please pray that the Pope will make a solemn definition that Mary is co-redemptrix, that we get the best example of what it means to be a co-redeemer. And I ask you again, pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. That's a prayer given directly by Our Lady through the approved apparitions in Amsterdam. You can Google the prayer and get it. You can email or call us, and we'll send you as many prayer cards as you need free of charge. The phone number is 740-937-2277. 740-937-2277. Leave your name and address, how many prayer cards you want. We'll send them free of charge. Or you can email us, mary@motherofallpeoples.com, mary@motherofallpeoples.com, and also tell us how many prayer cards you want, your name and address, we'll send them off. We need this, my friends, and I'll tell you why. Because when this truth about Mary's co-redemptrix is proclaimed by the Pope, two great things will happen. Two great things. Number one, there will be an unprecedented release of grace for the world. As Our Lady says at Amsterdam, which is an echo of Fatima, only with this dogma will peace enter the world. So first of all, there will be a great opening of heaven's generosity in a grace. Why? Because you're acknowledging Our Lady's titles, and her titles are her functions. She wants to be co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces, and advocate for us right now, but she can't push herself upon us. We have to choose that. We have to accept that. And when the ultimate authority in the world, the Vicar of Christ on earth, the Pope, when he makes a proclamation of this truth, that's the great yes, that's the great consent that allows Our Lady to fully exercise these roles for us. That's number one will happen. Number two, we will receive the graces to endure more suffering. We will be better at being co-redeemers because Our Lady will give us those graces. Because, my friends, I do not think the suffering is going to decrease in the near future. And I don't say that for fear. I say that for preparation. I think we're going to have more suffering. And that's okay. Because with this definition, with this proclamation, with this dogma, this fifth dogma of Mary, co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, we'll have more grace. The Church will be prepared for any purification so that on the other side we'll have a full springtime, a new purified Church, a humbled and a sanctified Church, and that will affect the entire world in what Our Lady calls Fatima, an era of peace. So, pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. Petition the Holy Father for the dogma. You can send your own letter to the Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, Vatican City State. You simply have to say why you think this is the right time. Our Holy Father, we love you. We're praying for this. We support you in this proclamation. You're not alone with this. You can write him a letter, Pope Benedict the 16th, Vatican City State. 00120. If you don't have the zip, it'll still get there. Or you can send an online petition. You can go to fifthmariandogma.com or motherofallpeoples.com and send the online petition. My friends, you are already a co-redeemer. Now it's time to perhaps be more generous. Let's do our part for this proclamation that Mary Co-Redemptrix will be proclaimed, that everyone will understand that suffering is redemptive, no matter what the circumstances. That brings peace, grace, redemption to all humanity. This is Mark Miravalli with Mary Cass saying thank you. God bless you.